boys and girls, it is playoff time.
Larson has the advantage. Here comes the 18. He puts the ball back in the back of him.
16 drivers battle for NASCAR's ultimate prize, but only one will be called champion.
And there's the gap between 1 and 2. Kyle Busch. And here comes Larson. Larson to the bottom of the track.
Under the lights of the nighttime sky on the beaches of Miami, Florida.
Miami, Florida.
Time to put your armor on, tighten those seatbelts, because we're about to go three wide on the track.
Kurt Busch right up in front of the 42. Now he moves out of the way.
The Three Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 starts right now. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
Boys and girls, y'all know what time it is. 3-1 NASCAR podcast is on the airwaves. EG3, a.k.a. Eddie Greer III. He was the guest once again for another playoff reaction edition of the 3-1 NASCAR podcast. Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the Truck Capable Truck Series, and the Xfinity Series. Three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And fresh, we're going to get right down on into business. Big D here in the house in the EG3 garage. Fresh from the press. And folks, I'm going to do this playoff edition episode a little bit differently than the rest of them because I got a special guest tomorrow. We're going to break more of this race, what went down this past weekend at Dover International Speedway. But yes, first thing that I wrote down on my list, redemption. That's right, none other than Chase, big time, Elliott, getting it done on the final restart to not only win his second race of the year, but how important is this? Big D, he's moving on to the round of 8 and that much closer to my AMA. And remember, last year, Chase Elliott had a hell of a run last year, not only to be derailed by none other than the second place finisher, Denny Hamlin, last year. And ironically, Chase Elliott and Denny Hamlin finished 1-2, but in much different fashion, all set up by the caution. Or really, probably two cautions before that. I was able to go back, watch the tape quite a bit late last night after a thrilling baseball game last night, dive into some critical points, this and that, but overall, this race, and I didn't watch most of it in real time, this race had a boring-ass look to it. Kevin Harvick was looking like he was going to spank this field once again at Dover. Remember, he did it again back in the spring, but all of a sudden, Harvick and his team made a mistake on pit road. Really, all the big three had big-time penalties on pit road. Really changed the outcome of this. And another than Eric Almirola. I saw this guy was leading at Dover. I'm like, this is going to be an upset. But instead of that, you get the caution. And Clint Bowyer, he and Ryan Newman had a little adventure there. Clint Bowyer, once again, it goes back a couple months ago. Eric Almirola at New Hampshire had the dot, and I have said this on numerous occasions on this podcast. So if you've been listening for quite a while now, or throughout the season, or been in and out, Almirola, New Hampshire, looked like he was going to go on and win that race. But pit crew screwed up. Not only that, but prior to the screw-up, Clint Bowyer caused a caution for his teammate, which pretty much screwed him from that. Fast forward to the playoffs, the most critical time not to be having that. Bowyer hit tags the wall after the issue, brings out the caution. Almirola gets off pit road, and right in good position, had probably Big D one or two shots at it. Couldn't get done to restart there. And Almirola there getting tangled up there with Keselowski there on the last caution of the night, of the afternoon, excuse me. And it was all she wrote, but my goodness. Almirola, he was sitting pretty. Here you are coming into this race outside the cut line, and you're leading at Dover. an opportunity not only to escape Talladega, but punch your ticket automatically a pass-through to the next round. Instead, Almirola did not get a good restart, puts him behind the eight ball, and then you all know, caution bring cautions, drivers get out of their heads, and sort of the mini big one happened on the backstretch, took couple of playoff contenders out of top 10 runs. Keselowski was one of them. Truex finds another wreck to get involved with. He gets in it as well. And Almirola, biggest loser coming out of here, really, Almirola. But another big loser that I'm going to discuss here. We get into this a little bit different edition of the Playoff Reaction Podcast, EG3, three wide here. We're going through it at Dover, breaking it down here with you guys. And we'll be diving into this deeper tomorrow because I'll have a special guest on inside the 3EG3 garage. Or not literally inside, but he'll be joining us via phone. But you gotta feel bad for the guy. And I listened to the Chase Elliott post-race this morning. And yes, I'm recording this. Oh, by the way, on this Monday night, as usual, in the Playoff Reaction edition of the podcast, October 8th, 2018, Monday night. Chase Elliott, and I kind of laughed when I heard this. Chase Elliott said, after what Chase Elliott been through last year, all these close finishes, including right here at this very track at the Monster last year, leading all the laps to get hawked by Kyle Busch. Late, Kyle Busch gets the win. Chase Elliott devastated. And Chase said about Eric Almirola. The question was asked about Eric Almirola and what he's going through. He said, he don't give a damn, pretty much. He don't give a brat's you know what about him. He don't care. Chase Elliott, now he looks forward to the next round. Not only that, obviously, you want to get more playoff points, which I love the approach by Dawsonville's own Ring the Siren. We don't have it set up tonight, but man, Chase Elliott last year, a difference, and then he stepped it up. Old tires, and this final caution set up, which really, you know, this is all we're going to talk about, really, because, you know, the first, really, maybe three-fourths of this race belonged to Kevin Harvick before he, the pit crew, and Harvick had some issues. Not really. Issue's a bad word. I want to say he had some trouble getting back through the field after leading all those laps. Kyle Busch was penalized during this race as well, going speeding. Martin Truex Jr., final pit stop for him of the afternoon. He gets busted pitting, speeding on pit road also. So, no. I mean, not really a surprise, but it seems to follow you everywhere you go, but looking at it, Elliott learns back from his mistakes and takes full command. Denny Hamlin has fresher tires than Chase Elliott. Kurt Busch stalking him as well. Elliott launched pretty good. It was all she wrote for that 9-team DI9. I still don't get a little bit about Chase's hashtag, but whatever. The most time we're looking at is a threat for Miami. I had Chase Elliott marked on my sheet as one of those guys to be a part of that championship four, and he takes a huge step in that right direction, Big D. Yeah. And he's really, if for all purposes, I texted you this last night, if Mark Trish Jr. does not get to the championship four and Elliott does, that's who I'm going to be rooting for. And yes, Elliott is my second driver, which I've talked about on this podcast. If once MTJ hangs it up, Chase Elliott's going to be the man. I got to support my Georgia dudes. I've said this here and there on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. So there's that. But yeah, Elliott's a definite threat now to be in the business that he's in. He runs well at Martinsville. He runs well everywhere, pretty much. Now that Alan Gustafson got the right moves, and remember, Gustafson is the crew chief that led Jeff Gordon back to Homestead for one final shot at a title win a few years ago in that epic battle, which featured, of course, Matt Kenseth and Joey Logano. Matt Kenseth getting his revenge there at that, but man, Elliott manned up, got on the wheel, and got the job done in this case. And Joey Logano, how about him? Logano, the second playoff driver to finish in the top 10 with Kurt Busch, Harvick rallied back, and Kyle Busch also in that mix as well. We're going to go through where the playoff drivers finish in this race momentarily. You're listening to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Who are the guys tonight on this reinvented playoff, post-playoff edition of Dover? And I'm saving the good stuff for our special guest for tomorrow, which we'll have that out. We'll have that recording, obviously. So you guys are going to be in another treat here this week. As, oh, by the way, Big D has the other sign up. This is the road to Kansas, and we're getting that much closer to Kansas Speedway, the elimination race, which, of course, Chase Elliott, who was fastest at one of the practice sessions at the mile and a half in KC a couple weeks ago, he don't got to worry about that. All he's eyeing towards more playoff points, baby. That's all he cares about at this point. Almirola and Bowyer. This is the second time this has happened this year, but this is on circumstances here. Bowyer, I mentioned it already on the podcast. I'm looking for the screen here. There it is. So, Almirola got a good restart, the second to last caution before that, and then he did not get off to a good restart on the final one. It looked like Almirola was going to be set sail. And yeah, I agree with the Jeff Gluck, Jordan Bianchi post-race of their podcast earlier this morning, which I listened to also while on the road at work. And this is a big missed opportunity. I get it in the regular season and all that other stuff. I mean, plot points, it's showing now that these guys, Bowyer, Almirola, Larson, I got something on Larson here in a minute, and Bowman, got some work to do. Bowman definitely got some work to do if he's going to have any chance to move on to the Elite 8, a.k.a. Round of 8, which I always call it here on my podcast. But Almirola, huge missed opportunity. Yeah, he runs well at Talladega, but anything can happen there. We could see a possible upset this upcoming weekend there. We could possibly see, obviously, the big one. We've seen it every time. Talladega changes things. Big name drivers get out of it, have been eliminated. Keselowski, Truex. And if you're not Chase Elliott, Kevin Harvick, Big D, or Kyle Busch, I mean, Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, they got well into more points to go out there and be aggressive and possibly get some more playoff points to add with it. But after that, the gap between Martin Truex and Ryan Blaney, down to Ryan Blaney, 36 right now. That's where Truex has cushion is right now. I texted somebody, I don't feel safe about that. And then, of course, yeah, look, these guys down here, you know, Ryan Blaney, once again, finding himself on the edge of the cut line one more time. Of course, we've seen these Penske and Stuart Haas cars race really well on play tracks throughout the year, and one don't think it's not going to change now. Blaney living on the dangerous edge once again in these playoffs. Blaney, 10 points. And I believe Clinton Bowyer is the first one that is out. No, it's Eric Almirola, and I believe, yeah, it's a three-way tie, really. Blaney is in, according to this right now. Then Almirola and Bowyer right there in the mix. So, and then Kyle Larson, we're going to explain that in just a second. And Bowman, woo, put your work clothes on, Alex Bowman, 34 from the cut line. Yeah, he's definitely in a must-win situation at a place where your number must be picked out a lottery hat if you're going to win it at Talladega. Anything can happen there. I just went through the cut line, ladies and gentlemen. Almirola, Bowyer locked up, 10 apiece, outside of cut line. Larson, 2 points back, and Bowman has a lot of work to do. But going into this race, Kyle Larson lucked in to getting into this round via, I still don't know how he managed to get that wrecked-ass race car to the finish line. How beat up it was. Looked like a can of sardines, really, if you will, coming out of the garbage can. And somehow willed that car to the finish. Now, he, all weekend long, I saw the numbers pop up with him. He was fastest. This dude was hopping it. Fast. Opening practice session. Fast again on long runs. And he even said it prior to the race or day before. He was second fastest car. He was mowing them down on the timesheets. But when the race happened, I looked on real time after my 5K run that happened yesterday. I don't think he reached, Big D, we kind of confirmed this. I don't think he reached the top 10 all race long. After what good car he had throughout the weekend, Sunday, Chad Johnson and this team stumbled. This team was nowhere to be found. Got a lap down, and yeah, he rebounded and finished in the top 15 somewhere, but this is not, I mean, you got some work to do here at Talladega, where this place is not your friend. Obviously, the Monster gobbled up some playoff drivers yesterday. But Talladega is not your friend either. And this is the ultimate wild card in this round. The Roval, of course, Kyle Larson was caught up in that melee there in the weird heartburn Tums turn one a couple weeks ago in that elimination race. What will Talladega bring for that? I am not sure what's going to happen there. But yeah, that's a mind-boggler. I was shocked. And I talked, of course, Mick Rose, who's been in and out on this show. He won't join us tonight. But damn. I mean, my mind is still boggling about what happened. This 42 team was looking pretty good. And I was looking at this car to go through the field. A lot of teams pegged him as a car to beat, but this was a complete 180 with this team, and I just don't understand it. Roval, you're the car to beat there. You get caught up in a wreck, unfortunately, not on your own doing, by Keselowski leading the field to the tire barrier, and then here you're fast here, and it, but in race day you're not, and Kevin Harvick was the horse to beat once again. Or otherwise, if without that mistake, he would have spanked the field yet again. We've seen this movie over and over with that four team, dominant cars, but yet every now and then they step on their own toes, and it results them in a different finish. So, yeah, I've even said it about Harvick. You know, Kevin Harvick, these guys, you know, they should have probably double digit wins by. Probably more than what they should have, since Kevin Harvick's been over there. So I don't know what deal is with that. Yeah, one mistake, one race, especially Homestead here in a few weeks. And you have a car like that and you make mistakes with it via pit crew, then, yeah, one race, anything can happen. So you got to be... they've been bringing fast cars all to the racetrack, all the racetracks all year long. And Harvick, the number one on him was, he led, squish it back to my screen here. Almirola at 64 laps. Kevin Harvick, goodness gracious, 286 laps, not only to finish sixth in this race. So yeah, that's got to be, you know, frustrating for him. And oh, by the way, this race started with owner's points, so they did not get the qualifying session in, thanks to rain up there unexpectedly. Really, I didn't check the weather forecast prior to the weekend, but yeah, scattered rain and all that forfeited qualifying. So they started on owner's points with Kyle Busch ordered the pole. Harvick started second, and Harvick just took like a bat out of hell. But at the end, these guys making mistakes. Kyle Busch, not your typical Dover day, but still finished in the 8th spot. Martin Truex Jr. was in the top 10 much of the day until that got caught up there with the Almirola Keselowski tangle there. And took him out, which could have been worse than that, but somehow finishing top 15. So a majority of these playoff contenders finishing up in the top 15, except a couple in a big, and it could have been worse for Clint Bowyer. I'm going to get to him momentarily. Thank you guys for tuning in once again to the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Let's roll the playoff drivers here. Chase Elliott leading the race and winning only 11 laps led in this race, on his way to win number 2 in a big one. Don't have to worry about Talladega and a pass-through on to the next round. Joey Logano finished 3rd. Kurt Busch finished 5th in this one. Kevin Harvick, as we mentioned in this episode, 6th. Kyle Busch, 8th. Then, outside the top 10, you got Ryan Blaney in 11th. Kyle Larson's weird afternoon. Not up to the car, not up to standards like he'd been driving it. 12th, Almirola, the big heartbreak once again. 13th, missed opportunity. Big missed opportunity for that team, which was the 9th gain. And Elliott and Gustafson took complete advantage of that. Brad Keselowski, 14th. Martin Truex Jr. finished in the 15th spot. And all the way down here in the rundown sheet, outside of the top 15, Alex Bowman, 28th. And this guy had no playoff points going into this round. And got a lot of work to do, son. You're going to advance the next round. You're definitely a win, hands on deck, pretty much, for him. And then the last one down here, Clint Bowyer, 35th. But did get stage points in stage 1 and 2. So that helped out quite a bit there. But this was a trap. This was from numerous people, NASCAR people, that this was Clint Bowyer's big round, big opportunity to get it done this round. You know, he's came close to winning at Dover in the spring. And it was ran well in this race here yesterday, really, up until that point. Talladega's a winner there. Kansas yet to win there, but he's been off and on at KC. So this round was shaping up well for him. Well, he's going to have to put some work clothes on to get it done at Talladega. Not only that, but stage points is going to be huge. I mean, I've been saying this all postseason long. If anything, stage points, especially you get caught up in one of the big ones, huge to pick up stage points. If you do not do that, especially if you get caught up early in this, you got no shot. And for whatever reason, I feel sick that somebody who's up in this top 8 right now that we got is going to have trouble getting involved in one of these red accidents. It's going to change the complexion of this postseason. It happens every year. And this is what we expect. If we don't get it, obviously surprised. But rarely do you leave Talladega without seeing the big one, for sure. At least one, for sure. And if fans like crashes, possibly 2. So it could get ugly real quick. And the last time we're at Sugar Plate, none other than Ricky Stenhouse Jr. took complete control of that and said, hey, I'm going to wreck race cars for whatever his mission was. At that point, he has to try to get into the playoffs at July. And he was a wrecking ball, taking out drivers and causing big ones. So, and it which led to him getting out of the race late in that one, which forced an overtime. And oh, by the way, this race, speaking of overtime, went to OT, and Chase Elliott got the job done. This was his weakest. Switching back to Chase Elliott for a minute, Chase Elliott, you know, prior to his first win at Watkins Glen, you know, finally getting that big old Hong Kong off his back, you know. Elliott struggled. This was his struggle area, closing races out. But in this case right here, you know, since then, you know, the Glenn had one of the best in NASCAR, a champion, current champion, Martin Truex Jr. all over him, managed to hold him off. And here, you know, Denny Hamlin was the non-leading playoff driver, of course, in the runner position. And Denny Hamlin had nothing for him. I was surprised. I looked at this restart, the final restart, a few times. And, yeah, I'm surprised Denny Hamlin did not push the issue a little bit more. on Chase Elliott. Definitely surprised about that. Obviously, thinking back to last year, obviously with that incident, the big-time incident at Martinsville, maybe Denny Hamlin had second thoughts about that, but yeah, I'm very surprised because Hamlin don't have a win this year. Neither does Kyle Larson, and neither does Jimmy Johnson. He didn't even start the race. Wow. That was an eye-opener when going back through the tape a little bit to see the big points of this race. Jimmy Johnson issues, and this is a big gaffe. Obviously eliminated last week at the Roval, making that bonsai move. And then, team, this one I put on the team, or whatever. You know, this is not on the driver crew chief. This is on a team right here, 48 team. They probably didn't triple check it and missed something. And he had to go on pit road, missed the start of the green flag. Wow. Unbelievable stuff right there by the 48 team, not being prepared. Not like it matters now, but definitely a shocker. And you look at these big names, including Kyle Larson, who is still in the mix right now, in the playoffs right now, not having wins right now. So definitely it's going to come. I don't think he's going to win this year. I definitely don't think he's going to win this year. It's 48. I know me and Mick talked about it last week on the post-race edition of the Playoff podcast, but you know, who would get there first? I said Jimmy Johnson, but looking at it forward, yeah, where the competition's at, unless something happens at Talladega, where he can get up there and be in the right place, right time, or at Martinsville somewhere, he ain't going to win this year, which is going to put a blemish on that fine little resume of his. And then Denny Hamlin on top of that, yeah, he's won it every year in Monster Energy Sprint Cup action. And now you're talking about him being winless. So big stories, even with the championship four here, we're coming up on that soon, very soon here. Before you know it, championship four is going to be here, and we're going to be talking about a champion, obviously, but we could have other stories to come into the off season. Hamlin, Kyle Larson, and yeah, that 42 team, very mind-boggling at that. You know, you had a talented driver here, and four wins last year. No, I'm kind of getting off top a little bit, but no wins yet. And obviously, you got Kansas City coming up here in a couple weeks, which I will be at. Me and Big D will be at that race for the weekend. And you know, we still got, actually, speaking of which, we still got, I got it hooked up. I got it on my reminder sheet here. Big D, don't worry. We're gonna hopefully talk to these guys and see what they're doing, because they haven't responded yet. They always wait till the last minute to respond. But yeah, we're probably, if I change things around, we could possibly be at the Xfinity Series race. But absolutely, so definitely, you got to look at that as a possibility story. Getting twisted here, silly season as well. We still don't know. A couple of big rides as well. So definitely, you know, leaving out here the big story coming out of Dover, folks, ladies and gents. Chase Elliott did not have the best car, obviously, but the team put themselves, like I talked about, in the right position. And Chase Elliott, it was all driver, manned up and stepped up. And now he's that much closer to, and he thought for sure he was going to get to have a chance to race for a championship at Miami. He's that much closer to getting back for that opportunity to redeem himself, that word again, and have an opportunity to race for a championship. This is the post playoff reaction edition of the podcast, part of the road to Kansas, 2 weeks away, and Talladega is going to really set it up. It's going to really set this thing up, and we're going to have a lot of storylines coming out of Talladega. That's just an automatic right there for you guys. So definitely looking forward to this, and definitely if the nerves were at high last night via the Braves, it's going to be an all-time high. Of course, with my driver in the middle of it, along with the rest of the playoff drivers, except for Harvick. Harvick's got like a 63-point cushion. Kyle Busch, 68. Harvick, oh, by the way, swept both stages except for what it matters. Chase Elliott grabbing the checkered flag. All she wrote there. Quick Xfinity update real quick. And this was the Chris Bell Show. Chris Bell, a.k.a. Christopher Bell, getting his second win in these playoffs. And he already advanced himself to the round DT lead eight in the Xfinity series. Did the same thing here. He was the man to beat in this one, winning this race. Second win in these playoffs, and he continues. And now he has more playoff points than Justin Allgaier. I believe Justin Allgaier came in these playoffs having the most playoff points than Christopher Bell. And by the race, Christopher Bell is eating up playoff points. And I don't have the sheet in front of me right now. I'm going to get to that here. But Bell, and oh, by the way, Kansas City is home to the Elite Eight opener next weekend. So definitely, if things do switch around, we're definitely going to be at that one as well. Usually, I'm not at the Xfinity Series race. Usually, we're definitely at the playoff race for the Cup Series. But we could be switching things up, changing things up at the last minute ourselves. So we're going to be there for sure. But Xfinity will resume their playoffs next week. The Truck Series, Capable Truck Series, Dega, the elimination race, decide who's going to go on. Top 10 real quick. Actually, we're going to go through the playoff drivers here real quick. Bell winning this race. Cole Custer, the runner-up. Justin Allgaier finished third. Brandon Jones, who's eliminated, finished sixth. Daniel Hemric started on the pole. Seventh, Austin Cindric, eighth, who is moving on to the lead eight. Ryan Truex, is this right? Yeah, that's right. I had to do a double for a minute. Ryan Truex finished 10th. He's eliminated from postseason play. Elliott Salah finished 11th. Ross Chastain, Heartbreak City, can't get J.D. Morse-Ward to the next round. He is eliminated, not without some little beating banging there towards the end of that race. We're going to have more with our special guest tomorrow about that. Matt Tiff, needing to pass a few drivers, did that. He punches his ticket to the next round before Tiff. Reddick finished 14th, Tiff 15th. Ryan Reed, also eliminated from postseason contention, finished in the 16th spot. And now, Ryan Preece led non-playoff drivers there in the fourth position. But shout out to Spencer Gallagher, who finished in the fifth position there. Obviously, the next race for the Xfinity Series. Kansas Lottery 300 next Saturday. Kansas City weekend, baby. NBC National Television has the opener of the Elite Eight in the Xfinity Series. Coverage begins at 2 Central Time right here in Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, 3 o'clock Eastern Time. The Capable Truck Series elimination race, 2 weeks away. That is on FS1. And the next time the Monster Energy Cup Series takes action, obviously, the haunted Talladega, where all things can happen. The 100bulbs.com 500 also be on national television. NBC has coverage of that as well. Three wide with EG3 rolls on for a few more minutes this evening. Eddie Gray III, he with the guys for a few more minutes tonight on his post Dover playoff reaction of this podcast. And I mentioned Christopher Bell, 44 playoff points to Allgaier's 39. And of course, now reset them real quick. Bell, Allgaier, Hemric, Custer, Sattler, Reddick, Tiff, and Cindric now still contention for a chance to run for a championship. And the next time, a win in this Elite Eight puts you there in Miami with a chance to run for the championship. Chase Elliott locked himself in, which puts Kevin Harvick as the quote-unquote points leader by 5 on Kyle Busch in this one. So definitely looking at the playoff grid real fast here. Harvick, Busch, Truex Jr., Logano, Kurt Busch, Brad Keselowski, and Blaney right now is your top 8 going into the haunted Dover race in this one. Three Wide with EG3. You can follow me at Twitter. At 3Wide underscore Fast Eddie. Again, you can follow me on Twitter at 3Wide underscore Fast Eddie. And again, you can listen to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, Big D, and the rest of you guys on Podcast Central. Y'all know where to find us. Google Play, iTunes, Audio Boom, Spotify, Stitcher, and many more. As we're getting down to nitty gritty, that close, and Chase Elliott is on to the round of 8. I'll have EG3 helmet stickers on one of these episodes coming up. Could be with our special guest, which now I'm going to say that now before we wrap the show and prepare ourselves for that tomorrow. Our special guest from the front stretch, you've heard him a couple times, PETM Podcast, Jeff Gluck Podcast, and a couple others, and he's a writer for Front to Front Stretch, one of the NASCAR's outlets for coverage. I've been reading it for quite a while now. Dustin Albino will join the EG3 Garage tomorrow night, and we'll dive into more of what took place at Dover, and look forward to Talladega, and also look forward to Kansas, where the second elimination race will be upon us here before we know it. 2 weeks out from that, we can't wait to get back to Kansas City for some playoff action. The Xfinity Series opens their Elite 8 action, and the Cup Series will be at the second elimination race. But wow, things didn't get interesting there. I didn't watch it in real time because of the 5K event, which went well yesterday. But this race, without that excitement at the end, this was kind of a dull race again. Harvick putting us to sleep there, but it got interesting. Almirola looked like he was going to be the man to be the story. He hasn't won in a long-ass time. Didn't get it done. But at the very end, Chase Elliott, primetime Dawsonville, getting it done. Closing in on Miami. He's on to the round of 8. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a wrap for the playoff reaction of Dover edition of the 3Wide with EG3 NASCAR Podcast. Thank you, Big D, for hanging out as always. I'm Eddie Greer III. Thank you for tuning in to tonight's podcast. And we'll be doing a recording, obviously, with Dustin Albino from the front stretch tomorrow. Be out on the lookout for that. And be out on the lookout for this post-race edition of the podcast coming up tomorrow night. And we'll post the Dustin Albino interview on Wednesday or Thursday night, somewhere in there. So definitely, you don't want to miss any exciting moment on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Congratulations once again going out to Chase Elliott and Christopher Bell on their respective playoff races this weekend. Elliott on to the round of 8. We'll talk to you next time on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. We out.
NASCAR podcast with EG3. Be sure to stay tuned for next episode. Who's moving on and who will be left out? Catch us next time going 3 Wide.